The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
They say joy is in the little things, having fresh sheets, a hot cup of coffee, or maybe hearing your favourite song. And these things may seem like small things to get excited about, but studies show these brief experiences have a range of benefits, including reduce stress and regulating emotions. And joining me now to discuss why these little moments of joy are so important is counselling psychologist and lecturer in TUD, Leslie Shoemaker. Good evening to you, Leslie. I'm a great fan of this, by the way. I really am. Look, I'm the person who opens the fridge and here in the office, and if there's super milk, which I don't know why I like to other milks better, is there, I go, ah, yes, little win. Or if my coffee lands just exactly right when I make it, that it's not too, you know, milky or not milky enough or whatever, I get little lifts from such minor things you wouldn't believe. Is that a good thing?
It's an absolutely good thing. Now, mine is the sheets. Oh, I love
totally with you.
Tripping the bed, putting on new sheets and climbing into them that night. Just an absolute moment of joy going, I love my bed. I love my sheets. But the research backs this up because we're hardwired to look for threat, to look for the negative. And look, you know, in the days of cave people, we needed that. But in today's time, we don't really need that hardwiring quite as much anymore. Emails, you know, missing a bus, those are really not those big threats that we had back in those times. So because they call it a negativity bias, because we had this negativity bias, we tend to look for the glum, the sour. And so by finding these wonderful little moments, and they don't have to be big, they can be small things, and free, by the way, they help us get through the day. They release what I call the happy hormones into our brain.
Yeah, I actually just find, like, genuinely things like hearing a song I like come on. If I'm in the car, I'll turn it up. Or if the sun is shining when I'm walking up the street, I'm like, oh, love it. And obviously, we're getting a lot of that at the moment. Are these things called glimmers? I see people always online talking about things that trigger them, but people say that the opposite of a trigger is a glimmer, something that gives you a little lift. Is that what these things are called?
Yes. Well, in TikTok language, yes, they call them glimmers.
Okay. Not necessarily in psychology, but in TikTok. And I'll tell you what else, and I don't know if this is true of other people. I find as I get older, and I know that the happiness index would indicate people get happier as they get older, I'm more in tune with these things now than I used to be, or else I'm just noticing more of them all the time. Because I do find I seem to take joy left, right and centre these days in all sorts of things. Like, literally, the flowers are out. Do you know what I mean? I'm like going around like an Egypt. happy out from all these tiny kind of irrelevant things.
And you know what? I think that's just partly, you know, maturity. As we grow older, I think we begin to appreciate these things. You know, when we're younger, I think there's a bigger focus on moving up the food chain, you know, wherever you're working, make more money, because we know up to about 70-75,000 euros a year, that does have an impact on happiness. That's a bit more than a glimmer. That's a big bang, actually. But after, you know, that 70-75,000 euro thing, money has less of an impact. And I think as we grow older and we make all these great achievements, we celebrate them, they move on. And I think we strive for those less and less. I think we become a lot more content in ourselves and what we have in our lives. So those glimmers are wonderful. And you're reminding me, you know, I love this one place I used to live out in Terranure. And I'd come out in the spring and the smell of roses in the neighborhood, I used to just stop for a moment and just smell them. And it was just such a lovely way to start my day.
Yeah, that is a lovely way. Can you, Leslie, attune, because we're saying that these things do give you genuine moments of joy or happiness or those types of things, and I genuinely I believe you, because I feel it myself. But can you tune, you know, the way tune into them more? Can you lean into it so that you become more of a glass half full person? Can you actually do that to yourself? Can you notice these or make yourself notice these things in a way, perhaps, if you're trying to increase your happiness?
Well, there's a project called The Big Joy over in America, and that's what it's all about. I think this is absolutely fascinating that we've got this huge sociological experiment on the internet happening. And you can use that over a period of a couple of weeks to figure out what works for you so that you can capitalize on it. I love Reddit. I'm a Reddit fan. I know they even have a section on Reddit for it. It's simple things like a gratitude diary. And this is not about making yourself feel better so that you don't feel other, perhaps less fun feelings. It's not about replacing feelings at all. It's about taking a moment out, pausing quite intentionally and going, oh God, isn't this really lovely? Noticing kids playing. I love being out in the city and just watching kids be kids, and they're so funny and so goofy. You know, noticing architecture that you've never noticed before, different things like that. You can do it quite intentionally. So we've got gratitude diaries, you've got journaling. I've actually been recently going through my phone and trying to put all my pictures into proper folders instead of the one big mess that they're in, all 15,000 of them. We won't discuss that. Mm-hmm. And I have really enjoyed it because I have found that I'm looking at the pictures, it's bringing back really lovely memories. And I'm realizing, oh God, I haven't spoken to that person in ages. I need to drop them a quick message and try and meet up with them for a coffee at some point. So we can intentionally do these things. And I think it takes practice for us to learn how to do these things. Like, I feel really lucky because the therapy that I practice has an element of mindfulness in it. So I do try and mindfully, you know, take the bus into town or something like that and notice these things.
That word you used a few times there, that's important, isn't it? Intentionally, intention, so that you actually have to pay a little bit of attention to doing these things and noticing these things, because otherwise you might miss them. Do you think for people maybe who struggle a little bit to find joy or find happiness in their own lives, that switching their intention to those things, that it can actually impact?
Absolutely. And as I said, that project in the States called The Big Joy, that is a wonderful way. Each week over a period, I think it's 4 to 6 weeks, they give you a task. And at the end, they tell you, these are the things that help you find those small glimmers, those few small moments of joy, which we know helps the hardwiring in our brain and helps us, find a better balance in life.
Look, thank you so much for joining us. You've cheered us all up. That is psychologist and lecturer in TUD, Leslie Schumacher. And do let us know out there the things that you do notice that give you that joy, that pick you up, that make the difference to your day. The little things. We're not talking about going out and blowing loads of money in the shops or anything like that, but those little things where you go, oh, that was really nice. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.